One of my favorite movies is a documentary by National Geographic. You probably have seen it. The March of the Penguins. Have you ever seen it? It's a beautiful movie. Anyone has seen it? March of the Penguins. It's beautiful. It's the story of thousands and thousands of penguins, emperor penguins, that every year leave the ocean and walk, if I remember correctly, 70 miles on the ice when the temperature is 70 degrees below zero to reach their mating grounds. Once they get there, they find a mate and they lay an egg. Now, interestingly, the mother leaves the egg with the father and she walks back 70 miles to the ocean for food. In the meantime, the chick and the father are waiting for her to return with the food. If she doesn't return, they will starve to death. Then she returns and again walks 70 miles on the ice. And when she reaches that place where thousands and thousands of penguins are gathered, you know how she finds her mate, her chick? Just by making noise. And they call each other. And can you imagine all the shrieks, all the deafening noise? And yet she's able to recognize who her mate is and who her chick is just by the sound they make. They recognize each other's voice, so to speak. Isn't this amazing? Thousands and thousands of penguins, they all make that awful sound, and still, they're able to find each other. They recognize the voice. You know that you know someone when you recognize their voice, right? Sometimes I get phone calls. Father, it's me. And I say, oh, sorry, I don't know who you are. You need to tell me your name. I don't recognize your voice. You know, among thousands of parishioners, bear with me if I don't recognize your voice. But when my mom calls, my mom lives in Italy, on the other side of the ocean. When she calls, she doesn't have to say, it's your mother. I know who she is. The moment I pick up and she says, ciao Vincenzo, that's all. I know who she is. She's my mom. I recognize her voice. When you recognize someone's voice, there's an intimacy, there's a familiarity, there is a friendship, affection. And I find it very beautiful that today's gospel tells us that, in a way, God knows our voice. He doesn't just know me. He knows me by name. He also knows my voice. When I call, so to speak, to God, I only have to say, hi, God, it's me. He knows. He knows me. And the other way around is also true. I know God's voice. I recognize God's voice. I heard it many times. It's the voice that gave me life. God spoke me into being. He pronounced my name and I was born. And so I recognize that voice when I hear it. It's been there in my conscience, so to speak, forever. Jesus says that he is the good shepherd and his sheep recognize his voice. And today, boys and girls, you will hear God's voice. You will hear God's voice. As you receive communion, something inside of you will respond to a voice that you've never heard before, in a way, and yet he's been with you all the time. God's voice talking to you in your heart. Don't expect a phone call, or don't expect, you know, to hear with your ears, but you will hear with your heart. God pronouncing your name with love. You know, when we do that, when we hear God's voice, incredible things can happen. I became a priest because I heard God's voice. You know how I heard it? I heard it through my parents, who are, my mom is still alive, who are very good Christians. My mom was a catechist. She taught catechism for many, many years. I heard God's voice through my dad. He was a missionary. He was a layman. He worked in construction. But every year, he would buy a ticket and go either to Africa or Asia or Latin America to work for the missions. Spend a couple of weeks every year, 3 weeks if he could, just doing manual work for the missions, building a church or a school or a clinic. By looking at them, I heard that voice calling me to become a priest. And you too, boys and girls, can hear that voice calling you to be whoever God wants you to be. You know, just a few weeks ago, I received a present. Someone came back, a parishioner went to Mexico, and when he returned, brought me this statue. That's why I put it there. Look at this tiny statue. You see it? It's the statue of a boy, José Luis Sánchez del Río. He was a Mexican boy. He was called Joselito. And there was a war in Mexico, the Cristero War. There was a war of religion. It was forbidden to practice your faith, your Catholic faith. But people could not take this. They rebelled, and there was a war, the Cristero War. It's called this way because people would cry, Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King. And so they were called the Cristero. Well, Joselito joined that group. Of course, he did not fight, but he would support the troops that fought for freedom of religion. But he was captured. He was tortured. They cut his feet and forced him to walk, bleeding all over. But he never renounced his faith until he was executed. He was killed. He was only 14 years old. And just a few months ago, Pope Francis declared him a saint. Why did he do it? How could he find the courage to face torture and death? Well, because he heard a voice. A voice spoke to him. He was in touch with that loving voice of God. Another saint, Saint Tarcisius, he lived in the 3rd century, many, many, many centuries ago. He was an acolyte. He was an altar servant, just like Ricardo today. He served at Mass. In those days, Masses were celebrated in the catacombs, in hiding places underground. And every time that someone was captured by the Romans to be put to death, the church would send someone bring them communion, the Eucharist. But one day, there was no deacon to bring communion to the prisoners. And so Tarcisius volunteered to go. He said, I'm a boy, nobody will notice me as I bring Holy Communion to the Christians who are about to be martyred. And so he took the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion, and started going toward the jails. But he found a mob of kids. They first wanted to play with him, then they realized he was hiding something. They wanted to see what it was. He did not allow them to see it, to see the Eucharist, and so they began beating him, leaving him half dead. A Christian passed by, a soldier by the name of Quadrato, picked him up and brought him back to the catacombs where, unfortunately, Tarcisius died, but he was still holding in his hands, close to his heart, Holy Communion, the Eucharist. He was only a boy, but he loved the Eucharist so much that he was willing to die for it. Hopefully, we will never have to face such dire situations. Hopefully, we will never have to lay down our life for our faith. But yes, we are called to that kind of intimacy and love with Jesus. We are called to hear his voice. And so, boys and girls, make sure that your ears The ears of your heart today are wide open because the Lord will talk to you. The Lord will pronounce your name with love. As you receive communion, you are given the incredible gift of God Himself, of Jesus' body and blood, to be in you and to be in communion with Him. You receive Holy Communion. You receive the body and blood of Christ. But you know, it's up to us really to enter into that communion. I could receive the Eucharist and, you know, not even pay attention, not even be mindful of what I'm doing. But if I am open, God will be in communion with us. We will hear God's voice. I take this moment to thank your parents, your grandparents as well, all the support that you received from them as you prepared for this moment. And I give thanks also to those here at the parish who have assisted teaching you catechism and all those who have prepared this beautiful ceremony. Let it be an opportunity for all of us, me included, today to hear God's voice. Can you recognize it? In the midst of all the noise in this world, can you hear God's voice talking to you, pronouncing your name, so that you may follow Him? You may be like those sheep in today's gospel who hear the voice of their shepherd and follow Him. May the Lord give us that grace, that joy, to hear His voice and to follow Him. Amen? Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Very good.